comedian Georgie Morell can always be relied on to see the funny side of things. So it's time for our weekly catch-up.
It sure is. Hi, Red.
Hello, Georgie. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm fine. Have you recovered?
Yeah, God, I felt unwell last week. I have arthritis. It's sort of what set off the glaucoma in my eyes since a young age. And last week, when it was all damp, it just set me off. It always happens when the weather's a bit dodgy and then it always goes away again.
Well, you're sounding much more your old self today.
I'm knackered, actually. I've done loads today. I was booked in to do a workshop at a drama school called East 15. But of course, the lockdown came in, it's changed everything. So we went from a full day to 2 hours on Zoom. And I don't know what it is with Zoom, but you've got all of these faces and my eyes, it's a lot for my eye anyway to take on board. And it just wears you out.
Well, I've started insisting that everybody turns off their cameras. I never have mine on. And I just turn around to people and say, well, welcome to my world.
Yeah, come see what it's like my end.
Yeah, get them to sort of empathise a little bit. This could be our time.
Yeah, finally. This is our moment. We can take over and rule the world.
In the world of Zoom, the blind take over.
Yeah, that's it. In the pandemic, right, they all just sort of forgot about us and then we snuck up and took over.
Well, I guess it's a bit like Day of the Triffids, isn't it, where the blind guys actually survive because they're used to wandering around in the dark.
Is that a film?
And a book.
Is it? Oh, God, am I just showing how ignorant and ill-educated I am?
Well, I'm sure you can download it from the R&IB Talking Books Library.
Oh, yep. And while you're there, you should download Crippled by Francis Ryan because I narrated it.
That was your first foray into being a narrator, wasn't it?
No, my first one was doing an erotic novel.
Ah, right. Okay, is that in the library too?
It is as well. I think it was called, it was a long time ago I did it. It's called Wicked Games. It was utter filth. It was brilliant fun.
Did you blush?
Nah, it takes more than that to make me blush.
Did you make the studio engineers blush?
Do you know what? We had a riot. We had to go over bits of it to try and understand what was meant by certain bits. You know, we're like, oh, I didn't know you could physically do that. That's interesting. We had a riot giggle. It was really good fun.
So how did that come your way?
I wrote to the Talking Books and said, I think I should narrate some of your books, lads. And the producer got back to me and said, yeah, do you want to do this one? And I was like, hell yeah. It was at the time that 50 Shades was really popular. It was kind of really trendy to read erotic fiction, so I got in that way.
Oh, right. Well, I know we've got a huge selection of Mills and Boone, from the very gentle to the more raunchy, but as yet I haven't been asked to review any of them, so maybe I'll go off and discover your title.
Do. It's definitely for the open-minded, not for anyone with precious sensibilities, let's say.
So what do you read out of choice?
Crime, thrillers. So my escapism isn't really watching comedy because I watch it very actively. All those, you know, Netflix specials of stand-ups, which are great to listen to. But I'll be watching them and thinking, oh, that's interesting. They did that. So I watch lots and lots of crime thrillers and I read them as well. So I just got the new Linda LaPlante. In the Tennyson series, and it's just divine because it just totally switched off that bit in my brain, and I love it.
And do you prefer talking books or print?
I use print and I use books as well, not like the Kindles or iPads or anything, because I'm old school. And I don't know what it is, I think a lot of it, Red, is I'm just lazy in a lot of ways. I will almost suffer and just get on with it instead of actually making the effort to try something new. I am my own worst enemy. I'm a terrible role model for anyone listening.
I think maybe it's one of those things, if you've got degenerating sight, you fight this terrible rear guard action to try and cling on to what used to be normal and is now problematic. I've found that since I've started using text-to-speech software, it's been great. It's just given my eyes a real rest. And yeah, okay, it's slow to start off with, but I'm not struggling.
Oh God, that's exactly what I should do, just to go easier on myself and my mental health and all of that. because I lost my one eye by about my mid-teens, and then my right one is stable, but it did disappear off for about a year. So I think I like to absorb what I can, you know, while I can, and just really go for it. But I mean, eyesight aside, I always push myself too hard and end up, you know, being exhausted. And I do that in all areas of life. So I'm just plain trouble and a bit stubborn. I don't like asking for help. And I think that goes for a lot of people with sight loss and other varying disabilities, is you don't like to have to ask for help all the time. You want to be, you know, yourself and independent and get on with things. And things just need to be adapted.
I guess so. I suppose where it all changed for me was I finally decided on my, I think it was 41st birthday, that was it. I was going to have to use a cane during the daylight. And the local butcher came up to me and he went, "Oh, thank God for that. I wondered how long it was going to take you to realize that that would make your life easier. If people walk into you, it's their fault if you've got a cane." He said, "You spend your entire life apologizing for what's quite often other people's fault."
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think I ever apologized to anyone about anything. But when London was in, you know, full swing before the lockdown, I'd forever get knocked into by people. I knew it wasn't my fault. And the looks you get. So it's quite something when it's a grown man in a rush who's, you know, twice the size of me, smacks into me. It's like, "Oh, I'm sorry for existing."
Yes. Did you even notice me?
Yeah, I usually mutter something a bit blue and then get on with it. I've gotten to a stage now as well where I just feel sorry for people like that. And it's like, God, what a life to leave that you're so self-involved. And I believe in karma, yeah? So it will come back on them one way or another.
A jolly thought.
Yeah, a jolly thought. Do you know what? I'm not full of a lot of jolly thoughts actually this week, Red. I will confess. I've dealt with the lockdown as well as I possibly could. And I've tried to be shiny and bright and cute about it all. But on Monday, I just absolutely lost my rag with it. And I threw a tantrum, basically. I just threw a full-blown wobbly. You know when you see a four-year-old in the supermarket who just pulls their pants down and just absolutely lets it rip? Do you know what? I really did. I rung up my partner in the end, and unfortunately, he was at the receiving end of it. God love him. He's a very patient man. And it was tears. It was yelling. I just absolutely went for it. And I think I was trying so hard to be positive for the last couple of weeks. I just hit a wall and I couldn't do it anymore. And I just went, "Do you know what? I need to admit," and I think we all should every now and again, is admit that this sucks. This whole thing sucks. You can bake all of the sourdough bread you want and put a picture of it on Instagram or go on long walks with your boyfriend and, you know, say how valuable time together is. But you're lying to yourself. This just sucks. And it's okay to say that and then move on.
And did you feel better having got it out of your system?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I cry. You know when you cry so much and have such a little wobbly? It's so like when you're a kid, I remember it, that you tire yourself out. That's what I did. I slept beautifully. I got up the next day and went, "Right, let's just get on with it." And it was a really, really good release of energy. So if you've got somebody in your life, like I'm lucky enough to, that you can just let rip at and they'll take it and, you know, love you for it still, then do it and you'll feel better the next day.
Fantastic. Well, that's as good advice as we're going to get, I think.
Yeah, Dr. Morel over here. If I was in charge, I would have solved all of this by now, but never mind.
Oh, well, there's room yet, so.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I don't know if I want that phone call, actually.
Have you found anything that's really tickled your ribs this week, then?
Oh, always. Even in the middle of a tantrum, I will always find something. I've got to tell you about this. If anyone listening would like to make their ears bleed, then I highly recommend listening to Amanda Holden's charity single.
Oh, really? Tell me more.
I will tell you more. It's terrible, Red. She has decided to cover Over the Rainbow, that wonderfully iconic song, which was fine as it was. And the real problem with it, Red, is she can't sing. It's worse than a strangled cat. It's the last thing we needed.
Well, I think we've probably found our entry for Eurovision 2021 then.
Oh, don't you dare joke about that. Imagine. Oh, if anybody is groaning and saying, oh, isn't Georgie being mean? Amanda Holden was trying to be nice. I'm sorry. It's not mean if it's a fact. She can't sing. It's terrible.
It hasn't encouraged you to pick up the microphone and croon to us then, Georgie?
Why would I do that? I can't sing for Toffee Red. I would just be upsetting people. Dogs would howl. Children would cry.
So go on. If I had to force you to choose a song, what would you torture us with?
Oh, my God. I totally know that. It would be any song by Shakira. Probably Whenever, Wherever, because I can do what I think is a very good impression of her.
Well, maybe between now and when we next speak, you should loosen up the larynx and give us a few bars.
Why the hell not? A couple of gins and I'll go for it, because these hips don't lie, Red. That was terrible.
Well, Georgie Morell, as ever, you've made me smile and feel happier about being in my broom cupboard and talking to people over Zoom. I hope you stay well until we next speak in a week or two's time.
Absolute pleasure, Red. You stay in your cupboard like a little Harry Potter, aren't you?
I'm just worried that my wife's going to slip a padlock on the door.
Oh, my goodness. It really will be a lockdown then, wouldn't it? Way! Pleasure, Red. Thanks for having me.
Thanks to Georgie Morell. And if you'd like to share what's keeping you amused during the lockdown, why not drop us an email? The address is radio@rnib.org.uk.